Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the piper, Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Got the cover, Hank. Just one basket you won't get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, Ken, here I come.
Oh, my golly, look at that, will you? Jiminy, right through the basket, slick as a whistle. Boy, if you can keep that up, we'll give that Jefferson High team the fight of their lives next Friday. Gee, you sure look good for this early in the season.
Oh, heck, I ought to be in pretty good condition, shouldn't I? I've been playing football this fall. And if you're in shape for football, it's no trick to get set for playing basketball.
Yeah, I've noticed that about you, Hank. Of course, you're a pretty good athlete to start with. But you're always ready to play any game that comes along. How do you do it?
Oh, it's just like I said, Ken. Keep in training for football, and when the time comes, you're ready for basketball. Keep in training for basketball, and you're ready for baseball or track. It's easy. You follow a good training program all year long.
Yeah, but listen. Don't you get tired of the same old grind? Training day after day?
Ah, the trouble with you is you don't know how easy a good training program can be. Now, take Jack Armstrong's training rules, for instance. That's the system I follow. Just three rules, and every one of them is sent.
Three rules, huh? Well, what do you have to do?
Well, you start by getting plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Then you use lots of soap and water every day. You know what dirt and germs can do to an athlete's condition. And the third rule, well, it's just like they tell you on Jack Armstrong's radio broadcast.
That's right, fellows and girls. If you're hoping to be a champion athlete someday, you want to start eating like a champion. You know that means Wheaties for breakfast. Good, nourishing whole wheat in the form of those crunchy toasted Wheaties flakes with the extra good flavor. Jack Armstrong's training rules call for a big bowl full of Wheaties every morning with lots of milk or cream and a glass of fruit juice. That's a genuine breakfast of champions. The special athlete's training breakfast that's recommended for you winter and summer by famous coaches and champions in every line of sport. You see, Wheaties hand you every bit of the well-known essential nourishment of the natural whole wheat grain. Vitamin B1, lots of food energy, iron for good red blood. They're all in Wheaties with lots of other valuable nourishment, too. And as for flavor, well, Wheaties taste so doggone good, I don't want you to let another morning pass by without having a real breakfast of champions. Get those Wheaties right now, will you? Your grocer has them. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Deep within an abandoned gold mine in the Philippines, exciting things are happening. The unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Chapato and Lazaro, have followed Uncle Jim, Jack, Billy, and Betty into the dark mine to steal an important chart and luminous ring which Uncle Jim needs to recover a quantity of valuable uranium. Chapato and Lazaro are armed, and they're counting on the help of Blackbeard, who is now with Uncle Jim and Betty. While Uncle Jim and Betty, taking Blackbeard with them, go further and further into the mine to escape with the chart and ring, Jack and Billy and their Filipino friend Michelle have dropped behind to try a daring plan. They've hidden themselves in a little side tunnel and are going to try and smash Chapato's flashlight as he goes by, knowing that Chapato and Lazaro will be helpless with him. Now the two boys are crouched inside this little tunnel, watching the approach of Chapato and Lazaro through the dark mine. Listen.
Get further back, Billy. You too, Michelle. If we all look out of this heading, Chapato's bound to see us.
Okay, Jack. You stay where you can keep an eye on him, and Michelle and I'll get right behind you.
That's the idea, Billy. Press flat against the rock so they can't see you until they get here.
You get behind me, Michelle, and the moment Jack smashes Chapato's flashlight, we'll run out and get back to Uncle Jim.
We run fast, Senor Billy, but we not run till Senor Jack get away, all right?
Jump on crickets, no. We'll make sure Chapato doesn't grab hold of Jack before we beat it.
They're getting close, Billy. Look, the light from their flashlights beginning to light up the main tunnel here.
Is Chapato on this side of Lazaro, Jack?
He's walking a little ahead of Lazaro.
Is he going to be close to you when he goes by? Can you reach out and smash his light?
I think so, Billy. I may have to jump out a couple of steps first.
Gosh, all hemlock, Jack. I hope he doesn't have time to do anything before you can get his light.
He won't have, Billy.
Rush out so quickly, it'll all be over before he knows what's going on.
Have you got a big rock in your hand? Something big enough to smash the light with the first blow?
It's big enough. One blow will smash the lens and bulb to pieces.
Listen, we can hear them talking.
How far ahead of them are Uncle Jim and Betty and Black Bear, Jack?
They're way ahead, Billy.
Can Geppetto see them, Jack? I mean, can he see the light from their flashlight?
I don't know, Billy. Maybe the main tunnel takes a turn. If it does, Geppetto couldn't see Uncle Jim's light.
Shh. Geppetto and Lazaro are getting pretty close. They'll be here in a jiffy.
We'll be all set, Jack. If anything goes wrong, Michelle and I will jump right in and help.
We jump in quick and help, Senor Billy.
Well, we have them trapped, Lazaro.
We can hear what Geppetto says.
One time that Captain Fairfield will not get away from us.
That is very nice, but Captain Fairfield is a very smart man. We must take no chatters.
He won't get away from us this time. We shall get the chart and ring and go out to Zulu Sea for the uranium.
They're almost hearing him, Michelle. Stand by. Keep an eye on Jack when he rushes out.
Me watch him, Senor Billy.
Here they are. Get that light, Jack. Now.
All right, who is this?
Look out, Jack. Get that light, quick.
I'll get you.
Geppetto has a whole attack, Michelle. Come on now. Let's go help him.
Me, you can see.
Here they are. Here we are, Jack. It's me you've got a hold of, Billy. Here, Geppetto. There, I'm there. Come on, run.
Billy, are you with me?
Yeah, here I am, Jack.
Where's Michelle?
He is, Senor Jack.
Well, then stop a minute. Who's fighting back there?
Fight that Geppetto and Lazaro, Jack. They're fighting with each other.
Well, I'll be. You're right, Billy. They can't see a thing. Each of them thinks they've got hold of one of us.
Don't let them go, Jack. They're ripping each other to pieces.
Not very good. Me like that.
That's too good to be true. They'll discover their mistake in a minute.
They found out, Jack. They found out what they've been doing.
Idiot.
Listen.
Is that you? So, it is you who have been attacking my humble self. Perhaps we are both blithering idiots. My humble self suggests that if we use our flashlight...
Smashed to pieces. Don't you see what they did? Attacked us to smash the light.
Truly, Captain Fairfield is a wise man. He knows that without a light, our guns are useless.
Yeah, but where are they? Listen for a moment. Perhaps you can hear them.
Don't move, Billy. Don't make a sound.
I won't, Jack.
That's all right. I can hear nothing. Perhaps Captain Fairfield and the others went back to that little tunnel.
Captain Fairfield wasn't with them. It was Jack Armstrong who rushed out. And just before the light was smashed, I saw Billy Fairfield and Michelle.
Of course, Captain Fairfield was not with them. We saw his light ahead of us. Doubtless, he had Blackbeard in his care, as well as the chart and ring.
Jack Armstrong and Billy Fairfield and Michelle had gone ahead to join their Uncle Jim. While you and I were fighting. We're going after them, Lazaro.
Yes.
Do you hear that, Jack? They're coming after us. We'd better get going.
Wait a minute, Billy. Let's make sure what they're going to do first.
Come on, Lazaro. We're going after them.
Without the light, it will be difficult.
We can see them in their light after we reach them. They won't expect us to be following them. We'll catch them off guard.
May humble self make suggestion? Perhaps Jack Armstrong and Billy Fairfield and Michelle have not gone ahead. Perhaps they have gone back into their little side tunnel. If we go ahead, we will have them in back of us. That would not be very nice.
Very well. We shall go into the small tunnel first. We shall feel around for them. If they are not there, we shall follow Captain Fairfield. We shall follow him as far into the mine as he dares to go.
Listen to that, Billy. They're going to feel around for us in that small tunnel.
Oh, that's swell. It'll give us a chance to get back to Uncle Jim.
Me glad we not in small tunnel. Me no want Senor Zipato to catch me.
I'll bet you don't, Michelle. He and Lazaro would make things plenty tough for you.
They'll make it plenty tough for us, too, if they catch us.
They're going into the small tunnel now. Let's get going. Pick up your feet as you walk so we won't stumble over anything in the dark. Come on.
Jimly, but it's dark in this mine. How do you keep from running into the walls, Jack?
I'm trying to follow this old narrow gauge track, Billy. Feel around for it with your feet every few steps.
Say, that's a good idea. These tracks will lead us okay.
It works both ways, Billy. Geppetto and Lazaro won't have much trouble following us either after they discover we're not in that small heading.
We've got to figure out some way to get out of here, Jack.
We can do it, Billy, now that we know what they're going to do. We can wait in one of these side tunnels until Geppetto and Lazaro go past us. Then we can backtrack to the entrance of the mine and get away.
That sounds too easy, Jack. There must be a hitch to it somewhere.
If there is a hitch, it'll be due to Blackbeard. He'll try every trick in his bag to let Geppetto and Lazaro know where we are.
I wonder how far ahead Uncle Jim and Betty are. We don't want to miss them in this darkness.
We won't. We'll soon see their light shining. Watch it, Billy. This narrow gauge track seems to be turning to the left.
The main tunnel must bear left. Watch it, Michelle, or you'll walk right into a rock wall.
Me be careful, Senor Billy.
It does bear left, Billy. Look. There's a light shining ahead. It must be Uncle Jim.
It is Uncle Jim, and there's Betty with him, but I don't see a sign of Blackbeard.
They're coming back. They're coming toward us. I wonder what's happened.
Maybe they came to the end of the mine. Maybe they can't go any further.
But in that case, they'd still have Blackbeard with them.
Well, maybe Blackbeard is behind the light check where we can't see him.
Not on your life, Uncle. Jim wouldn't let Blackbeard march behind him. He'd want to keep an eye on Blackbeard.
I guess you're right, Jack. Then what could have happened?
We'll soon find out. There, they see us. They're flashing their light on us.
Is that you, Jack?
Yes, Uncle Jim. And here are Billy and Michelle.
What luck did you have? Did you smash your paddle's light?
I'll say we did. And in the darkness, they started to fight each other. They thought they were fighting us.
Jack, did they really? Oh, that's just grand.
Where are they now, Jack? Did you stay long enough to find out what their plans are?
We found out, Uncle Jim. When we left them, they were looking for us in that small tunnel. When they don't find us, they're going to come out in the darkness and try to spot us by your light.
But that gives us our chance, Uncle Jim. We can hide in one of the side tunnels until they go right by. Then we can go back to the entrance of the mine.
That'd be fine, Billy, except that something else has developed.
What's up, Uncle Jim? Why were you coming back to meet us? And where's Blackbeard?
I was coming back to make sure that you hadn't fallen into the hands of Chaparro and Lazaro. As for Blackbeard, he's at the other entrance to the mine.
The other entrance?
That's right, Jack. This mine goes all the way under the mountain. It comes out on the other side.
Why, that's wonderful. That's just where we were going anyway, wasn't it, Uncle Jim?
That's right, Jack. The village we're going to lies on the other side of the mountain. But let's get started before Chaparro and Lazaro get here. I lead the way with my flashlight.
Did you see the village, Uncle Jim? Can you see it from the entrance?
I don't know, Billy. We didn't go far enough to find out.
As soon as we saw daylight at the far end of the tunnel, we came right back to meet you.
But what about Blackbeard, Uncle Jim? What did you do with him?
I left him in the tunnel, Jack. I told him to wait there until we came back.
But jumping Jiminy, you don't think that Blackbeard will wait there for us? Why, he'll go right out of the mine.
And I'll bet that's just what Uncle Jim figured out, didn't you, Uncle Jim?
That's right, Jack. Goodness knows we don't want Blackbeard alone. Not while we've got that chart and ring with us. And I didn't want to send him back in the mine to join Chaparro and Lazaro. So I told him to stay right there.
He stayed there just 30 seconds, Jack. We looked back and saw him streaking out toward that entrance.
When we get out of the mine and down to the village, we'll be all right. The Philippine Constabulary has a squad of men in the village.
Well, what'll Blackbeard do, Uncle Jim? We don't want him hanging around us after we leave the mine.
He won't, Billy. As soon as we clear the entrance, he'll duck back in and go and find Chaparro and Lazaro.
He'll have a fine time in the dark.
The tunnel turns here. Oh. Look ahead. You can see daylight at the end of the tunnel.
Boy, does that daylight seem good to me. I've forgotten what sunshine and blue sky look like.
What are we going to do when we get out of the mine, Uncle Jim?
We're going right to that village, Jack. We're going to find out where we can get hold of the constabulary sergeant we're looking for. And then we're going to find him, even if we have to go in among the headhunters.
Jumping crickets. I hope this is the close season.
I don't think we'll lose our heads, Billy. Look, we can see the valley now. And there's the Little Eagle Road village near that large clearing. And we step out of this mine, we're going to be right in the country of the headhunters.
And so Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim have reached the country of the headhunters at last. If the constabulary sergeant is in the village, their quest into this dangerous country will be ended, and they can return to Manila and start for the Sulu Sea in search of the lost uranium. But say, supposing the constabulary sergeant has left the village and is up among the headhunters themselves, then Jack and the others will have an adventure on their hands. You won't want to miss the exciting sequel that follows. So be on hand at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, let's make this Breakfast of Champions week at your house, shall we? Starting tomorrow morning, a big bowl full of Wheaties for breakfast with lots of milk or cream and a glass of fruit juice. Stick to Wheaties every morning this week, and I'm sure Wheaties are going to be your regular breakfast favorite from now on.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best.